Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial, the first daily editorial that Jim and I put together since Easter, which was yesterday. I hope that you guys had a good one. And if you don't celebrate Easter, I hope that you had a great Seder dinner last week, and I hope that everything is going well for you guys for Passover. Hey, listen, having said all of that, I want to say I attended a Seder dinner last Wednesday, and number one, I became a lot more familiar with the Jewish faith, and I thank all of my Jewish friends here for inviting me to that dinner. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We're going to start out kind of on a sour note, in my opinion, and that sour note is Jim and I were talking about the concept of woke, W-O-K-E, and Jim is pretty much under the impression, and I agree with it 1,000%, that if Biden is elected because of the policies that are coming out of his mouth every day on the news, the nation as we know it is done. Jim, let's hear some comments on that.
Well, I think really since 2020, the nation we know it has already been done. Since the COVID outbreaks and then the Biden administration response after he took power in January of 2021.
Jim, am I hearing you say that you're kind of giving up on that then?
Oh, I'm not giving up on it. I'll never give up on it.
Yeah, good for you.
I believe in this nation, and we can't have a nation if there aren't people willing to stand up and push back against what's the policies that are being so destructive to our society.
Would you
so agree, what's happened? Go ahead, Al.
Would you agree when I say I think that we'll probably see that for a while, whether we like it or not?
Well, I'm certainly expect it to go on for a couple more years.
Yeah.
Though there is more transparency and there's more frustration. Remember, we were walking down this road from 2008 to 2016 under the Obama administration.
Right.
You know, he started out promising one thing, and by the end of his administration, he was actually really, really completely opposite from what he originally was elected on.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's no holding back on the current Democratic Party and what they're saying. They're absolutely trying to take power, and they're not doing what Obama did. Obama was deceptive and lied in the beginning of his term, and then at the end of his term was, you know, basically created conditions that people just were done. They were tired of it, and that's what brought Donald Trump into power. So the only way that Democrats will continue down this road is and be successful is if they can absolutely control the information, the dialogue, the investments, the economy, and do it in a way that no one can basically they're using tyrannical force, using law enforcement and regulation in order to crush people's and push back, you know, and of course censorship in the media. And that's what we've seen. I don't know how long that can last. People will have to eventually stand up and say no, unless they want to live in a complete, you know, controlled world. And I think 2020, the riots over the summer, when basically that just everything was collapsed, for the 3 months.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the outcomes of the election, the January 6th events, and then, of course, the law enforcement crackdown have created circumstances that really are volatile, creating volatility towards civil disruptions and civil disobedience.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a large number of people to stand up and push back against it. And the same, there wasn't that many people. There were a lot of people that were standing up for BLM because of, you know, the kind of manipulation, but there weren't that many people willing to stand up and fight, right?
Yeah.
And to burn down buildings. Eventually, if you keep taking people's rights away, and if you keep silencing them, and there is other information that's found out there that there is lying going on, people will stand up and push back.
Yeah.
It is not a pretty sight, but I see and fear that that's what's happening and what will come if, in fact, there is not some level of equity in the law. And we don't have anybody right now that's willing to do that because of these policies.
Jimmy,
and of course,
I want you to give me an example, a clear-cut example that listeners can understand. Not that they couldn't understand them, but tell me where there's no equity under the law.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect example of what's happening with Donald Trump versus what happened with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and his family being involved in relationships with China, with business operations. Law enforcement has found absolute minutia to attack Donald Trump. That's Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. That's Fulton County, a conversation with Governor Kemp on the telephone. And, of course, the Mar-a-Lago classified documents. Now, Joe Biden has classified documents, and he was not negotiating with the National Archives like Trump was. Trump gets raided. Biden does not. Trump is accused and threatened with an indictment and has a special prosecutor. Biden does not. Hunter Biden has a direct relationship with Chinese intelligence officers and pays his family members with money and hides that. Of course, we know with Burisma and Ukraine, the same circumstances where there's illegal operations and his dad's directly involved. No investigation there, yet you have massive investigation. In fact, an impeachment over a conversation with Zelensky and Trump, when Trump said, yeah, we probably ought to investigate what's going on, the criminality behind it. Now, we know there's criminality behind it, but he was impeached by the Democrats. So there is and of course, I could go into extensive discussions on what happened with FBI and the Department of Justice, with the Russia collusion lies, with leaking information. So those are very specific cases. But it comes back down to individuals as well. People are being harassed and attacked by law enforcement for their political agendas. If you are conservative, they are being protected if you are not. And I mean, there's another example, Al. A guy said, hey, I'm not going to call young transgender children by a different pronoun. He's a teacher. And he says, I'm not going to do that because, that's just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And that's his right, free speech to do that.
Sure, you better know.
The school fired him. He filed suit against it, but a federal judge just said, oh, no, we're going to side with the school. Now, I think it was the Seventh Circuit in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that'll last. It will definitely not make it, in my view, it wouldn't make it through the Supreme Court. But what you're seeing is a degradation of equality before the law, protecting individual rights and free speech, and in fact, silencing people because there's a political agenda and there's so much control. And of course, this is directly related to corporate entities being forced into woke policies because of
nationalism.
Well, not because of nationalism, because of social agendas driven by this leftist ideology. Taking away free market capitalism and replacing it with controlled environmental sustainable governance, ESG, investing requirements and standards, more regulation for small investment companies on by the SEC and FINRA, the regulating agencies over small investment companies,
yeah,
that actually make it almost impossible for them to survive unless they meet these federal requirements on ESG investing. And of course, that ESG investing they very much try to stifle fossil fuel energy.
Yeah.
Which is what the world is absolutely dependent upon for, Western world success. And you're seeing that in many ways. And I do, think that this, a lot of it does come with these social agendas that are being pushed by people like George Soros and Bill Gates and big companies that are being basically blackmailed into supporting LGBTQ plus whatever type of ideologies that are, forced into these investment policies, or they get rated, downrated by some of these groups, and then people won't invest their money there.
Well, what I'm going to do for now on Jimmy, I think personally that, what's the best way to put it this Monday morning? I would have to say that I don't think our arguments are getting any weaker. What I would say that our arguments are what they are, but I think that the powers on the other side of the fence are getting a lot stronger. And I think the most effective thing that I can bring out to my friends is, when I am colleagues and on this radio show, what I can bring out are those things that seem in my mind to be very detrimental for society as a whole, primarily economically and morally. I mean, I've got some real problems with the moral issues that are associated with the other side, Jim, and you know that. And most of my friends seem to know that also. And those are the things that I'm going to continue speaking on.
Well, let me talk some very specific influences out there and why corporations are doing things like finding a transgender guy, Dylan Mulvaney, who pretends he's a girl, and uses him as a brand ambassador against Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know, look at your constituency. Who buys Bud Light? You know, this is blue-collar working families and guys that are not really interested in probably listening to this type of an agenda.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. What's going on behind the scenes is these organizations.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go ahead and turn it off.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. I just cut it off. Go ahead.
Yeah,
anyway,
there we go.
Continue.
So these organizations that have been funded over the last, you know, couple of decades,
right,
primarily by the Open Source Foundation, not just the Open Source Foundation, of course, Open Society Foundation.
Yeah.
That's George Soros's, you know, millions and millions and, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, his efforts to shape social agendas around the world. He funds this group, Human Rights Campaign.
Right.
Human Rights Campaign does what they call a Corporate Equity Index, a CEI.
Yeah.
That CEI gives a score based on companies' support for different, basically, woke agendas, you know, workforce protection, inclusive benefits to providing health care for same-sex couples, supporting an inclusive culture, meaning, you know, gender-neutral dress codes, trans-inclusive restrooms and facilities. Corporate social responsibility, whether they, you know, hire representatives that reflect this kind of woke culture, and responsible citizenship, you know, if they're funding different groups that might be against it, or they're involved in supporting, say, Christian groups or Christian companies, like Chick-fil-A is an example.
Yeah, right.
So basically, the CEI, this Corporate Equality Index, rates businesses, and they rate these top, they're very influential with these top companies. And these companies are afraid to get a low index, because if they don't get a low index, then many of these investment groups that are now focusing, in fact, the largest ones like BlackRock and Fidelity, they don't encourage and don't invest into those companies. So these companies are almost blackmailed into supporting these woke policies and agendas in order to get this score.
Yeah.
And this score will, if it's too low, they lose money and equity, and they get attacked, and they will actually be attacked by social media and by other media outlets and by some of these organizations, which undermines their credibility, or they succumb and they go ahead and hire and they get involved in this entire set of policies. And these entire set of policies basically are taking away free market capitalism and making this kind of controlled socialist capitalism. It's not even capitalism anymore. We're only going to take care of you if you support the political agenda.
Yeah.
That's what Marxism did. That's what socialism did. That's what the Soviet Union did. You had to fall within the category of approval with the politics, or you were not resourced and you were attacked.
That's right. And that is, I think, summing up very, very succinctly exactly why the method that the government and the Soroses of the world are taking, really, we don't have a choice in this. There was no free market vote on if these were the kind of policies that America was going to, you know, include in their philosophy on existing in the world. There was no free market choice in that. It was just basically stated, this is what's going to go on, and if you don't subscribe to it, boom, you're going to have problems economically. And a person like George Soros, very, very bright man, knows how to do that very effectively.
Well, let me tell you. So the person, you know, I'm talking about this CEI, this, you know, this index, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Corporate Equality Index that is actually driven by this group, this human rights campaign. Well, guess who runs the human rights campaign? It's a woman that actually operated, Kelly Robinson, and she was a political organizer for Barack Obama's 2008 campaign.
Well, sure, I'm not surprised.
And who's probably the biggest influencer on all of these ESG policies? Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock.
Yeah.
BlackRock has, you know, well, now they've lost a few trillion dollars over the last couple of years, but they manage over $8 trillion in assets.
Right.
The largest investment, you know, manager in the world, you know. And here he is. He's deciding, influencing the market in order to, because why? Because he is directly connected to the Biden administration. So the Biden administration are bound with BlackRock. Tom Donilon, who is a former national security advisor in the Obama administration, is now head of the research division for the research organization for BlackRock.
Yeah.
And he's a direct advisor to Biden, to the Biden administration.
Yeah.
So these people are dictating and directing the future of our economy based on their political agendas, which actually give them more power and undermine people. And they're using these woke ideologies in order to divide and separate and gain more power.
Yeah.
That's what's going on behind the scenes here. And the unfortunate reality is most people don't understand it. And they start screaming and yelling, especially people on the left. They talk about how Trump was such a threat to the country because the left painted him as a threat.
Yeah.
And they said that he was going to be authoritarian and tyrannical. But here's the reality and the fact now. Donald Trump deregulated. He massively deregulated the federal government. Authoritarians do not deregulate. They put more regulation on. And this is a proven fact. This is, you don't deregulate authoritarian system. You actually put more regulations on, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing. And they're taking away democratic choices. They're using power and influence both economically and legally to silence people in order to achieve their agendas, which is not more democracy. That's less democracy.
Yeah, well, I want to make one thing very clear right now. This conversation, along with many other conversations that you and I have had, have made me stop and realize where my negativity towards this issue comes from. It comes from a totally different set of morals. My morals come 100% from the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you don't share those morals, that's fine. I don't think you're offending me. I know you're not offending me. You're offending God. Whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Christian, you're offending God. And I think that's a very, very serious mistake, Jim.
We're seeing so many disturbing circumstances with shootings and children and just over and over again.
Right.
And it really does, in my mind, it comes down to a lack of moral clarity in our population. We've allowed for too long basic fundamental values that really made, you know, that have been developed over millennia of human existence. We've allowed them to fade. You know, pornography is rampant. You know, do anything you want, whatever sexual orientation. And oh, let's go ahead and push it on our children. In fact, having parents actually do surgery to change their children's gender before they've even decided or grown up about their future. Yeah. How could that ever have been possible 20 or 30 years ago?
Jim, it's we've not lost possible. Our moral standards. Morally, it's probably wrong if I understand what you're saying. And I believe I understand what you're saying. Of course it's morally wrong. And I mean, the only thing I can do is I can bring up parallels between the moral values of the Roman Empire and the moral values of the United States today. In my opinion, the reason I have a real problem with this, and the reason that I speak every day in our editorials and every weekend on the radio show about this, is because I think that it is going to bring about not the degradation, but the demise of America as a country.
Well, unfortunately, it's looking bad. I will say there's a big difference with Rome and the United States.
Yeah.
One of the critical elements that must survive in the United States that was not actually was never existed in Rome was, you know, obviously the ability to speak freely without
moral values, abiding by high moral values, as displayed in the Bible.
And I think most Americans still would like to see a world like that. They just have been out of touch. They don't know what's happening in Washington. It's so corrupt. And they only listen to a little clip of the news. They're so disconnected because we've lived so well. Yeah. But when we start not living well, when things get very serious and terrible, which, you know, they are for many people, in many of these big urban areas, the violence is just astounding. Then people, they feel the pressure and they change. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
How about Louisville, Kentucky at the bank today?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's one example. We've got the school shooting in Nashville. We've got, you know, you can go on to so many issues, but it's the hundreds, literally hundreds and thousands of homeless people around Seattle or San Francisco or L.A. that get – or the group is growing. They're not shrinking.
Right.
The more money they throw into it, it gets bigger. It doesn't get better. And the reason why is because it's the fundamental issues behind the thought process with leftist agendas and progressive agendas.
Agreed.
They're a mistake. And unfortunately, you know, many people say, I still got mine and I'm good. I'm not going to worry about it. But eventually it'll reach their doorstep. And when that happens, unfortunately in history, it's usually ended up in very, very catastrophic events like wars.
I agree 100%. I came very close last night to ending up in a very catastrophic event like that. I went down to the local Bartell drugstore, had a conversation before I went into the store with some people who were obviously homeless, obviously soliciting other people for money. It was a very unpleasant experience on my part. I did help them out monetarily because I believe in doing that, but I will tell you, I looked at the surroundings that I was in, and I not only felt very sorry for those people, but I saw that I was just one step away from having a really serious altercation.
That's sad, and unfortunately it's becoming more common.
Yeah, of course it's sad. Jim, you're heading out the door. I'm heading out the door in the sense that I want to put this up. I want to see what our listeners have to say about it. I want to see what my friends have to say about it. Jim, have a good vacation.
You bet, Alan. The one thing I'd want to say before we close out here is things are getting really, really dangerous with Taiwan and China. And
yes, of course.
And our obligations in Ukraine, we could be in a very serious global situation very rapidly. So we'll pay attention, maybe talk about it tomorrow.
We're going to touch on that subject every day this week. Thanks, Jimmy. Drive carefully, bud.
Thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.